It's been 14 years since the Old Man of the Mountain collapsed, but New Hampshire residents are still used to seeing him all over the state. One of our listeners is asking, why? As part of our Only in New Hampshire series, NHPR's Taylor Quimby tries to find out.
When Henry Jackson moved to New Hampshire 4 years ago, he couldn't help but notice a certain rocky profile on his driver's license, on road signs, even on his marriage certificate.
Friends come visit me up here and they're like, what's that like weird rocky thing on all the highway signs? And then you have to explain that it's, you know, nothing anymore.
That's what prompted him to ask the question. Why is state branding still focused on the Old Man of the Mountain?
I'm wondering what the state's plan is for, you know, either keeping that image going or moving on to something that's more relevant today.
That's actually a question that people have been asking since the day the old man fell in May of 2003. NHPR's news director at the time was Mark Beavis, and he spoke with then-Governor Craig Benson.
It is perhaps the most pervasive state symbol or symbol of any group or nation in the world.
So you don't see taking it off, say, advertising brochures or off the license plates or off our road tokens?
No, it won't come off of anything.
In truth, the state's branding has moved on. In 2012, the New Hampshire Division of Travel and Tourism Development launched a new ad campaign and website aimed at modernizing New Hampshire's outward brand for potential visitors. If you go to the page visitnh.gov, you're greeted with upbeat music and a video of people hiking in the whites, ziplining, playing in the waves on New Hampshire's coast. What you won't find is a single image of the Old Man of the Mountain. Now, roadsides and license plates? That's another matter.
It was used as a symbol going back to the 19th century.
This is Michael York, New Hampshire State Librarian.
So you would have a road sign with the outline of the old man and then a route number.
But that kind of infrastructure isn't really part of the state's branding, per se. It's more like a form of ID. And like the state's old man license plates, it would cost a lot of money to change them all. Larry Crow is public information officer at the DMV.
There's no plan to redesign the plate. There's no push for that, nor has there been in any recent time. When and if in the future it does need to happen, it's going to involve a lot of people. It's going to involve the Division of Motor Vehicles, the Department of Safety, the legislature. But right now, everybody's very happy to see the old man on the plate of the car in front of them.
Behind all of this is our state emblem, a specific depiction of the old man that was adopted into law in 1945. Now, in 2017, with more than 70 years of history behind it, changing that symbol would require an act of legislation. Seems like a tough sell, so I called State Representative Gene Chandler to ask how likely he thinks it is.
Not that don't take this personally, but I wouldn't waste much time thinking about it myself because I would so strongly oppose anything else that I wouldn't even give it any of my time.
In other words, it would take a strong public push to replace the old man as our official and unofficial state symbol. And 14 years since it collapsed, the memory of the famous profile is still holding strong.
It's just amazing. And to me, it's a hope for the future.
Bob Nunes is a volunteer at the Old Man Memorial Site in Franconia Notch. He wanders the grounds, sharing folklore and chatting with tourists. He shows me a walking stick he carved himself. There's an inch-long profile of the old man right at the top. I asked Nunes whether he thinks it'll ever be time for the state to move on.
It's like our family before us. You don't throw away all the pictures after they die or mementos you got from them. You don't throw them away. You keep them in your heart. It's all part of what builds up the inside of you.
As I walked across the grounds and climbed up Cannon Mountain, I met a few tourists who had never heard of the old man, but most had.
I think it represents New Hampshire. I would say keep going.
Yeah. You don't look like you think this.
No, it's disappointing. I'm disappointed. I can't see it.
What do you guys think?
I would imagine forever. Why would they change it, right?
Even though it's gone, it's still, you know, a big thing that was around for a long time. Maybe give it 100 years.
I guess we'll just have to do a follow-up in 2117. For Only in New Hampshire, I'm Taylor Quimby.